Welcome to an HBO podcast from the HBO Late Night series, Real Time with Bill Maher.
Okay. All right. I'm surrounded by my...
Keep your hands to yourself.
Sorry. It was just platonic. Rick Santorum, what are your thoughts on the Iran nuclear deal? I'm guessing you love it because it's Obama. Whatever he does, you're good with.
Violated the first principle. You don't negotiate with terrorists. And we negotiated with a terrorist organization.
Well, Reagan did.
You don't negotiate with terrorists. We didn't negotiate with terrorists.
Isn't that your boyfriend?
No.
Reagan?
We didn't negotiate with terrorists.
Reagan never negotiated.
No, we don't negotiate with terrorists.
He freaking admitted it on the air.
We don't negotiate with terrorists.
What about Iran-Contra? That wasn't negotiating with terrorists?
That was cutting a deal.
Reagan negotiated with terrorists. He also cut and ran. When the bombing happened in Beirut in 83, George Bush, his vice president, went over there and said, this will not stand or whatever, and then we cut and ran.
He was wrong.
We should have.
He was wrong.
Reagan was wrong?
Yeah, he was wrong.
Oh, my God.
Look, this was a relatively new threat way back then, and radical Islam was emergent during that time.
So the whole
and he had a different fish to fry. He had the Soviet Union that he was trying to destroy.
So
and
the
that's
whole country
that's
of
where his attention
Iran
on.
Has to be just terrorists. The whole country of Iran, all those.
Look, it's not who the country is; it's who's running the country.
That's right.
All right, and the people running the country is a death cult.
Yeah.
They're a group of radical Muslims, Shia Islamists. Who are more concerned about the hereafter than they are the here and now.
Have we had any problem, Bill, with what the policy's been over all these years that we've been negotiating this rotten treaty, which is going to give the Mullah regime $150 billion to spend on terrorism? All this time we have hesitated to help the people of Iran fight this regime,
which is what Reagan did. In 2009, the Green Revolution occurred, and the United States of America said nothing. He absolutely passed on doing anything to support that.
What would we be doing? I hear you guys the time say Obama sucks at this, sucked at this, and then the next question, but what would you differently?
Let me be
nothing. You never have anything you say that will be substantially different.
I don't do
How would you fight ISIS differently? What would you drop? I hear Ted Cruz say, I take them out. Take them out. What does that mean?
He's not allowing us. I answer for you in terms of cutting and running from Beirut, which was the right thing to do. Ronald Reagan learned a lesson, and he started what they call the Reagan Doctrine, which is helping people fight the tyrants who are the enemies of the United States.
ISIS is our enemy, right?
Not ISIS, yes,
who's fighting ISIS? Iran.
Let's go back to Iran. The Mullah regime is a terrorist regime who represses their own people. There are any number of groups there we could have been supporting for
years.
We haven't done a thing.
But you guys would agree that ISIS and Iran are the enemy, right?
Agreed.
They're both the enemy.
So who's the worst enemy? Because I guess by the Reagan doctrine, we should be supporting the other. So if it's Iran, we should be supporting ISIS.
Yeah, but look, in the Middle East, we learned this during the Iraq War. You cannot defeat Sunni jihadism without having Sunnis on side.
That's right.
I've done a lot of reporting on Syria for 4 years. I've seen the conspiracy theories devolve from a point of, you're backing Assad because you support Israel. Now it is the United States prefers the Shia, not just of Iraq, but also Iran. They want to work with the Revolutionary Guard Corps, which, by the way, Bill, has built sectarian militias in Syria that are burning people alive, just like ISIS. Again, we don't see it on the nightly news. Doesn't mean it's not taking place.
We should not be supporting Iran Sunnis in Iraq. That's the point he's making. We shouldn't be supporting Iran in anything. We particularly shouldn't be supporting Iran as they wage a sectarian war and try to create domination.
But they're
of
the only ones who are doing our dirty work against ISIS.
They're not doing it.
There's lots of groups
that will fight against the
Mullah regime and these radicals.
Like the Kurds, the
Jordanians.
How about the Sunnis in the Anbar province?
That used to be alive.
How about them?
How about the
Where are they?
Well, there are
the Azeris, the Baluch. There's more Kurds in Iran than there are in Iraq. Anyway, we could have helped any of these people. Instead, we sign an agreement that legitimizes these mullahs who hate us.
So what's going on with your marijuana bill?
Okay, thank you. I am very proud that, and I know Rick disagrees with me totally on this, that we believe in states' rights, we believe in personal responsibility, believe in doctor-patient relationships, we believe in making sure that you have limited government and maximum of individual freedom. Well, that means that you should let people smoke marijuana if they want to.
Yeah, here's the ticket.
It's called Do We Believe in Our Fundamental Principles? We've been talking about all these years, and I forced the issue. I'm very proud to say, for the first time, we got through the Congress a bill that permits people at least to use medical marijuana if they're suffering, have a doctor be able to prescribe it in states where they have already legalized it. So my bill just said, if a state legalizes the medical use of marijuana, the federal government can't step in and supersede the state law.
You're my hero. Robert Costa, is it unfair of CNN and the Republican National Committee to exclude Carly Fiorina from their next debate? Are they really excluding her? Or?
Well, in a sense, the RNC has given up responsibility for choosing who's going to be on that debate stage. They've allowed the networks to make the decision. So if someone came in second last time, like Senator Santorum, they can't even get on the main stage because the networks decide however they want to do it. The party has almost disappeared.
But they do it by polling, right?
They do it by a polling.
Didn't she rise in the polls?
She did rise. She may make the second debate in Simi Valley. She had a pretty solid showing, according to a lot of activists. So we'll see. I mean, she's someone who, Carson, Trump, Fiorina, they're seen as outsiders. And this, in a lot of ways, whenever you travel around, you see this is the year of the outsider. People want that kind of person on the Republican side. It makes it harder, even if you have a blue-collar message.
It must kill guys like you who know how government works when Donald Trump says things like, I would slap a 35% tax on Ford, as if a president can unilaterally levy
a tax. Yeah, you're not the CEO of the country.
Yeah, no. It's crazy, right? Yeah. I mean, it's drive you crazy to hear people talk about that.
The answer is yes to your question.
Yeah.
It drives us crazy.
Okay. 10 years after Hurricane Katrina, are we any more prepared for a natural disaster of that magnitude? Well, I bet you we are to a certain degree. I mean, they built up some levees there, didn't they? I'm hoping we shipped shit tons of money down there. I must have done something, right? Can't all be for beads.
If you trust the government's going to be doing a good job, well then.
Well, but you do.
You
think,
can trust the government.
But you do
to
think
do
the government has a role in disaster relief, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so FEMA, which didn't work well under Bush, seems to be working better under Obama.
I hope so.
Well, good. Okay, Wendy, is the media tougher on female political candidates?
I think there's a different standard for female political candidates, and I think my race certainly demonstrated that. As a woman, a divorced woman with two children, I went through a very different type of scrutiny about that than a male candidate would do. And I think it's part and parcel of what happens to women in politics. And when it does happen, I think it's important that we call it for what it is, because a lot of times people respond to that. They don't even necessarily think consciously that they're responding to negative messaging that's succeeding in that way. And when you bring them present to it and they consider it, it really, I think, does make a powerful difference. And more women candidates need to call it for what it is.
Okay. Is there any significance to Cornel West's endorsement of Bernie Sanders? Well, that was not hard to predict. But let me ask this about Bernie Sanders. I mean, he has huge crowds. The media doesn't cover that nearly the way they do Donald Trump. Also, I noticed all Republicans are able to dismiss Bernie Sanders with one word, socialist. Like, case closed. I don't have to argue anymore. He's a socialist. Social security is socialism, but would you campaign against that?
Well, I think Chris Matthews' question to Debbie Wasserman Schultz was really the operative question. What's the difference between a socialist and a Democrat? And to this date, my understanding is she has not answered, even though she's been asked multiple times. And the truth is that the Democratic Party is basically a socialist party these days.
Wait a second.
To the left.
America and every modern...
You tell me the difference. What's the difference between a Democrat and a socialist?
Well, I wish the Democrats were socialists.
Okay, well, okay.
Modern country is a quasi-socialist country, including the United States. And again, you would not vote to repeal Social Security, would you? And if you wouldn't, then you are also quasi-socialist.
No, just because their programs
or the Veterans Administration.
Just because the government does certain functions that we believe should be socialized doesn't mean that we're a socialist. I mean, socialist.
Well, that's exactly what it means.
For example, I mean, the fact that we provide for a common defense and that we fund the defense budget, does that make us socialist? Because the government is doing that? Of course not.
Of course the military.
Threshold when it becomes socialism. And the Republicans haven't reached that level, but to the degree that we support socialism.
You know what's real socialism is the fact that every year the Pentagon tells Congress not to build weapons. They say, we don't need them, we can't use them, we literally have no place to put them. And Congress still makes them because it's a jobs program in their district. That's socialism.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But that's the good kind of socialism, because like we're building weapons.
It's like corporate welfare.
Yeah.
Different
corporate
standards
welfare.
Apply to corporations rather than
anytime you buy a weapon system that you don't absolutely need for the defense, you're doing a disservice to the people. By the way, Bernie Sanders, we worked with Bernie.
We did.
He's a nice guy.
He's more than a nice guy.
Right.
He's a serious
nice
contender for the Democratic nomination.
Yeah,
this guy is running a real campaign.
Yes, he is.
He's connected. I have almost every college student I encounter is for Sanders. It's unbelievable.
Well, let me ask you. What are the policy differences between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders?
It's about tone.
What is the policy difference between Hillary Clinton? Name one difference between Hillary Clinton.
That's one great thing about Bernie Sanders. He's forced her to move to the left.
One thing he's really pushing for is single-payer health care system. He's talking about
that. Which Hillary has supported in.
But you know what? I think that he has helped make the Democratic candidates altogether a better group, because he is speaking to something that is really in people's hearts and minds in this country.
Right.
They are so frustrated with income inequality. They are so frustrated with wage stagnation. They're so frustrated.
You should listen to my speeches.
Because
I talk about the same thing.
Yeah, but you probably are advocating for an increase.
We have a different solution.
It's the austerity factor, too. People actually believe Bernie Sanders will put a lot of these Wall Street crooks in prison. They don't believe it when Hillary Clinton says it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all the time we have. Thank you, panel. You are very, very entertaining. I appreciate you coming out, audience.
Catch all new episodes of Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday night at 10, or watch him anytime on HBO On Demand. For more information, log on to HBO.com.